Next case.
Case number 13206, Gary Lee seeks variances from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located to the east side of Duane Drive. The 911 address is 31811 Duane Drive in Frankfort. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 10, Parcel 272. They have 4 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return, and they are seeking a 10-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement and a 15-foot variance from the 20-foot setback rear yard, from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement. All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
State your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Gary Lee, and I live at 31811 Duane Drive, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Gary Lee, and I'm applying for a rear and side setback variance for my proposed pole barn. And I bought this house about a year ago, and well, first I apologize for not being represented by council, so I'm not, you know, very good at what trying to do this, but
that's all right. Most people don't have an attorney, so we're used to it, and just do your best.
Yeah, you know, I tried to get an attorney, and they just kept giving me tips and saying, you know, try to wing it yourself. But my wife and I bought this house about a year ago with the sole purpose of being able to retire there in a few years. And I wanted to put up a building to house some classic cars and to be able to tinker in retirement. So we had, you know, over a half an acre, and we had this big yard. And I went and I found a builder for pole barns, the Amish Tradesman, paid for the building. They said, you know, it was a go. Before we bought the house, I tried to do my due diligence to make sure I could build what I wanted to build. And the day they go and start clearing out the area to build, they say, you know, they told me we might have a problem. Your drain field might not be, you know, it might be in the way. So then it was just a learning experience after that. I had to you know, get all these specialists out there. I had to take core samples, find the septic field. So I have a big pile of lumber in my driveway, and that I paid for last fall. And I'm trying to do everything to code. I'm paying for the drain field to be moved and to be reduced to a kind called a peat system, which is a smaller drain field, and to be able to get it in and out of the building, I need the setback, and to be able to put the building further back and to the right, I think it would be least impactful to my immediate neighbor, instead of having a big wall, you know, on their side property. And I got tips from the lawyer, and he said, why don't you write up a proposed, you know, plan of what you're trying to do in your backyard and see if they're okay with it and see if they sign off on it. And every one of my neighbors was, you know, very kind, and they really like cars, and they, you know, they like us, I guess. And so we had no problems there. And there's other houses on our street where there's pole barns and bigger structures. And also my immediate neighbors, exactly to the right and exactly to the left, both have buildings on the 5-foot mark with electric and heat and air. And I guess they had the same exact problem.
If I may, there's a different setback requirement for an accessory building that's 600 square feet or less.
Oh.
So if your neighbor's like say they have a shed or a garage or a structure that is, you know, 600 square feet, they can be within the, they can be up to 5 feet.
Oh, I see.
It's when you have a structure that is larger, such as your pole building, that you're then required to meet the larger rear and side yard setback areas.
Okay.
That may be the case here, I don't know, but just so that you understand the distinction.
Okay. I really don't have anything else.
Okay. We might have some questions.
Okay, sure.
Do you know if those are sheds or pole barns?
Well, they're
out of view.
They're not sheds for equipment or anything. They're more like little hangouts where they have mini splits with heat and air, and they hang out there and, you know, drink and play cards or what have you. You know, they're bigger than a regular shed.
Would you venture to guess that they're larger than 600 square feet, or?
I would say the one to the right of me is probably maybe 15 by 20.
So smaller.
Right. And the one to the left of me is probably similar size.
Did you already have the septic or the drain field changed?
I have not, because depending on what the verdict's going to be, they have to design the new drain field, and if I don't get the variance, we might have to turn the building the other direction, and you know, keep the building more to the right.
So it was your hope that if you're granted the variance, you won't need to make that any changes to the drain field?
Well, I'm still going to. Just because not only the placement of the building, but I have to have, you know, a little driveway to get in and out of the building. You can't drive over drain field.
Which that would be on the same side as the driveway?
Correct. All the entrances in.
Around the side of the house there?
Yeah. And the entrance into the building will be all, everything will be on the right, so the drain field can be on the left.
The neighbor on that side is one of the ones who said they're okay with it.
Oh, yeah. I got, I thought I read somewhere 200 feet proximity, so I got all, you know, four neighbors around me.
How many cars do you, classic cars do you have? Or cars that you will store in this building?
Probably, I don't know, maybe six, maybe.
It's the first thing I looked at when I saw this, it's a massive pole shed. I mean, it's large. Was there any thought in making it smaller? Consideration into making it smaller?
Not really. I've already paid for the building, you know, and, you know, I just collect a lot of stuff, and I'd like to keep, you know, my house nice and neat and everything out of view, and I don't want stuff outside.
What's the height of the building?
They call it a 16 foot. I don't know if that's to the roof line or if that's to the bottom of the truss, really. I'm not sure how they do that. I'm allowed to have a mezzanine with this height.
So the concept of doing 40 by 60, instead of inverting the building the way you said is a possibility, which would probably obstruct more of your neighbor's property. Right. So you wanted to go with the minimum side to the neighbor?
Yes.
You live in an HOA, correct?
There's no HOA.
There's none in this neighborhood?
Nope. Okay. There's only 30 houses total, I believe. Or 30 lots, yeah. There maybe four empty lots.
So there would be no need for an approval.
It's the same neighborhood that house just burnt down a little while ago.
You had mentioned there's sheds, whether they're post sheds or whether they're just 10, 12 by 12 sheds.
Well, they're bigger than 12 by 12, maybe almost 20 long.
Anything as large as yours?
I'd say maybe, what's that one, 50 feet away, 100 feet away maybe?
We'll have, yeah, if she's going to speak, she's going to be sworn in.
I'm sorry. I would say there's a street, Omar, maybe, is the road.
Omar Road.
Wingate, okay, I'm sorry. Wingate, and they have almost the same size building that I'm putting up. And then maybe four houses down, there's a house with a garage attached, and then they have a freestanding pole barn building behind their house.
And because you mentioned it, is that where that driveway goes in? Is that into a garage?
My neighbor?
No, yours.
Oh, mine? Yeah.
So it's 20, basically pretty close to 24 by 24.
Correct.
How many vehicles do you fit in there? Easily two?
Yeah. I mean, I have, you know, they already pulled the permit for the building. And then they didn't do their due diligence and figure out the drain field.
Yeah, I've got several. One is a point of order. If the garage is going to have more than four vehicles and is over 900 square feet for that, for the storage of the vehicles, you have to have a special use exception for that. So if this board were to approve a variance request, you would also have to come back to this board at a separate hearing for a special use exception.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to make you aware of that requirement because we have not advertised for that.
Okay.
It's not noted on the application, and we would have to have a second hearing on that to give the public an opportunity to opine on that question. Okay. It is a different standard than the variance standard. It is a lower standard. I just want to make you aware of that.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that. The only thing I heard was if I wanted to make it a living quarters.
I understand that. There's just a code section regarding the size of a garage that's used for vehicles. So
okay.
Just FYI. First thing that there's I see the proposed pole building. Is that a lean-to coming off of it as well?
On the front?
Yes.
Correct.
Have you thought about removing the lean-to and moving the pole building closer into the middle? That would seem to minimize a substantial need for the variance, because by looking at this, if you were to do that, you could reduce the rear yard setback or variance request by 10 feet. And you'd likely be able to remove maybe all or at least very close to that of the side yard variance request. Did you look at that option?
Well, the side variance is for the right, not the side that the lean-to is going to be on.
I understand. And what I'm saying is if you remove the lean-to and then where that front corner of the lean-to is became the front corner of the pole building, it would seem to me that you could minimize the need for the variance.
Right.
Was that something that you've looked at?
No, really.
One of the standards that you have to meet is that this is the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Hmm.
So if you fail to meet that standard, that is a reason the board could deny your request. So the other thing that we have to look at is that this property has to have some unique physical condition. You've testified about the drain field issue, but when I look at what you currently have, I see three septic lids behind the house. I recognize the drain field would be away from that. Where is the current drain field and where is the proposed peat system that you're looking at in relation to this so that we have an idea to what the limitations you have in the rear yard?
Well, the drain field is basically...
You can go up there and point if you'd like, if that'd help.
From what I understand, the drain field is like really this whole portion of the backyard. So
So the area directly behind the gas tank and south of the septic lids?
Correct. Actually, you know, here.
So that kind of the middle part of your yard is the drain field?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it proposed to be located if you were to minimize it like you were talking about?
We're going to try and keep it over here, I guess.
So to the north side of the property behind the septic?
Correct.
So with that in mind, it would appear that the south side of your property would have potentially more space upon which to place the structure. Was that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you looked at, and I believe you mentioned it, but...
What, turning it this way?
Turning it 90 degrees so that you would be able to have that structure be in perhaps further in. Have you looked at that as a possibility?
Yes, but like I say, I think it would be more impactful for my neighbor to have this, you know, big wall right next to him.
Well, I understand that, but I also know that you're going to have this as 5 feet from your neighboring property, whereas if you were to build it in compliance, it would be 15 feet,
mm-hmm.
and it would be, you're only talking an additional 20 feet of length based upon what I see on your proposal. So is that something that you've looked at, or that you'd be able to maybe provide some, you know, look at that with what you have and provide that documentation to the board about exactly where that plan is and see if that is feasible?
Well, it all, I guess, depends on the people that are designing the drain field, because they're kind of waiting to figure out where the building could, you know, is going to be. So I don't know specifics, really.
You have an HOA in your neighborhood?
No. And all the neighbors that I had signed the petition, they were all very nice, and they said, you know, they lived in neighborhoods with HOA, and that's why they moved to this neighborhood, and that's why they were, you know, okay to sign.
I don't have any additional questions.
What was that? Do you think that neighbor would have been agreeable to it, even if you had it oriented the other way? I mean, is that something you talk to them about, or?
No, but I would, just because, you know, he's very nice, likable guy, and I wouldn't want to, you know, build something like that without discussing it first. You know, I try to be considerate to the neighbors. I want to put it where it's not an eyesore.
Right, yeah, I understand you're trying to do that for their sake, but it's possible they may have been okay with it facing the other way anyway.
Yeah.
Any other questions from the board? If you wanted to have a seat right in the front.
Okay.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13206? I have one. Would you like to speak?
Sure.
Please come up.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Patricia Lee, 31811 Drain Drive in Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I just wanted to add, we purposely brought this property because the large lot, we were told by the real estate agent that, you know, oh, that won't be any problem at all, you know. And we're from Maryland. We didn't know anything about septic fields. And we've come to know all our neighbors, and they're totally on board with it. And as you can see, right behind the house is a big field. On the east side is a huge field. And on the other side of Wingate is a cemetery. So it's a very rural area. So we're not really impacting many people. not for commercial use. It's just, it's his hobby. And over the years, he's collected a lot of cars, and it's just a place to store them, that's all. He's not going to do any, you know, commercial work there at all. It's just for fun. It's our retirement home. And I just thought I'd put that in there.
Okay. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Mm-hmm.
So far, one in favor. Is there anyone else who is in favor of case number 13206? So we have one in favor. Is there anyone who is in opposition of case number 13206? Do you have one? Would you like to speak? Okay.
Steven, can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Richard Wood. Address is 31752 Duane Drive, Frankfort, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And you've indicated you're, I think, on that same road. Can you indicate where your property is located in relation to this one?
This one with the concrete drive.
Parcel 6. Okay, lot 285, thank you.
You're free.
Okay, my position is that putting this very large structure, 60 by 40, which is 2,400 square feet, on a half acre residential lot absolutely alters the character of this neighborhood in a major way. The proposed structure is actually larger than the existing house on this lot. There are 30 homes in the neighborhood in the development, and none of these homes have a structure that's anywhere close to being that size. The majority of them are 600 square feet or even less. To me, the size of this proposed structure is almost like a commercial building or what would be a barn on a farm property. And it's not something for a residential neighborhood. So again, my position is it seriously alters the character of the neighborhood. Also on the application items 1 and 3, and this has been discussed pretty much quite a bit. Now, with the size of the proposed structure and the entire footprint of this plan, under current DE natural resources standards, my question is, how can this lot accommodate what is quote unquote a revised or modified septic system? I see no plans submitted tonight, and I have concerns about the environmental impact that this may have on the neighborhood, not only the individual property, but the neighbors as well. So to me, that's a major concern. Also, page 11 of the 15 pages that were submitted, the applicant states that signed endorsement letters from affected neighbors are forthcoming. He has said that, yeah, the neighbors are agreeing, and that's all fine and good. I wonder if the neighbors were apprised of the size of the structure. They probably have not seen the plan, which was just posted recently. So I think there are some concerns there as well. Thank you.
Any questions? You had made mention that there was, you had said the structure, that's a, by the way, it's a 2,400 square foot structure. You say most of them are like between 600 to 1,000 maybe?
Yeah.
That'd be fair?
As he said, stated earlier, I mean, that's why, you know, with the 5 foot setback, I believe the code is in Sussex County, if it's less than 600 square feet, then it can be 5 feet within the boundary. And there are a couple bigger buildings, but none of those are anywhere near a property line, like detached garages that may be bigger than 600 square feet.
If
If he was to go forward with his a septic change and it meant Denrec standards, would you have a problem with the building then?
Well, I just don't know how you're going to squeeze it all in. I mean, you're taking up a fair amount of property with he wants a driveway in there, parking pad, I suppose.
Well, I mean, Denrec wouldn't approve anything that wouldn't be able to handle what they recommended for the house size.
Yeah. Sure, if it passes code and they say it can be done, that's one thing. But also to me, I mean, I think it alters the character of the neighborhood. Because okay. All of these, you can see everybody has a little shed. Obviously, that's a need. But nobody has a very, very large building that they want to have just for putzing and tinkering around and stuff like that. So, I mean, is it something that you need or something that you just want to have? And to me, I mean, you can't see it on the overhead, but if you drove through, you know, it's a quaint little, quiet, very quiet development, but no large structures like that. And that's, to me, that's a major alteration.
So one question for you, though. If he was to turn the building, he can still put the same size building there without a variance needed. Would that still be a problem then?
Well, it may not be a problem, but it's right now it's sight unseen.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have any letters?
They did submit a letter of support signed by four property owners. I can pass it down. It's on the, I should have it. And it was submitted on May 12th. We have it here.
I probably have it.
You got it up there. Anybody want to look at it?
Are there any restrictive covenants in your neighborhood?
I'm sorry.
Are there any restrictive covenants in your neighborhood?
No, there is no HOA.
Well, just because there's no HOA doesn't necessarily mean there's not restrictions. So that's, you know, I didn't know if there are restrictions that limit the size of these kind of structures. Okay. Ms. Norwood, I'm looking at this, the tax map that was just on the screen. It appears that this is an older community with no buffers between the community and neighboring properties. Is that correct?
Right. That's correct.
So this would be one that, you know, the end of the lot line is also the end of the community, so to speak, at the rear side. Are there any drainage issues in your neighborhood?
Well, none that I'm aware of, let's put it that way. I mean, obviously, you can't see everything. It's one part of your backyard. Some of the properties are fenced in with privacy fences and things like that. So that would only give guests a wild guess, and I couldn't say for sure. Very level, very flat, and you have Sussex County, you have a high water table, so anybody new has to, you know, has to put in the EcoPod LVP advanced systems. So I would imagine that something like that would be required if it was a modified septic system.
And this is a community with well water too, is that right?
What's that?
Well water in the community.
Water.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Questions? Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Is there anyone else present who is in opposition of case number 13206? Okay. There are no further questions from the board. Mr. Lee, would you like to respond to any of that?
I just want to say the building is not going to be bigger than the house. The house is 2,700 square feet. And we do already have a building permit, so we can build the building. And I'm just trying to be considerate and make it so it's, you know, it works for me and it works for the neighbors. I'm sorry that, you know, I have a neighbor that is not going to be happy with it. That's not my intent. That's all.
And did the immediate neighbors who are supportive of it Did you tell them the dimensions of it and how large it's gonna be?
The neighbors that were right next to me, yes, but the other ones, I kind of got them when they were in the driveway leaving, and I just talked to them briefly, and I didn't. But I didn't get that specific with a couple of them, but two of them that I know, I did.
I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And are you moving the septic to incorporate another, moving the septic and making it larger to incorporate a future bathroom slash maybe kitchen for that building?
No, but I am making it so it's bigger than it is to make my house worth more, because my house has four legit bedrooms, but the septic is only rated for three bedrooms. So it's kind of like if I'm paying to move it, I'm gonna make it so my house is worth more. I actually have four bedrooms, but it was sold as a three bedroom because of the septic.
Other questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
No further questions, thank you.
Thank you.
Before you sit down, are you willing to make any changes or concessions, as Mr. Sharp said earlier, with the patio area that you're looking, if you were to move the building 5 feet one way or another to reduce, because, I mean, ideally, you have to make the minimum requirements that there is.
Right.
Is there any concessions that you would be willing to make?
Well, like I said, once I talked to the people that designed the drain field, you know, I'll do what I have to do.
Yeah, one thing we could do is potentially leave the record open for you to submit a plan that's been altered slightly, whether it's you know, working with the drain field people or making a change to the lean-to or doing some adjustment to make it less of a variance. I think we could keep it open. Could we do that?
The board would have the ability to do that. If that were to happen, though, I don't know how long it would take for that kind of new plan or for you to be able to kick the tires on that, because it sounds like you've looked at the idea of moving the systems around, but haven't really looked at that in relation to where this structure could go in relation to the new system.
Right.
If you were to research that and get back to the board, how much time do you think you would need in order for that to be provided to this board?
I mean, I'll do it as fast as I can. I mean, you know, I'll be on it.
I understand some of that's out of your control.
Yeah.
Dealing with third parties, but I didn't know if you had an idea how quickly they'd be able to provide you, hey, this is the area where we're looking to locate this peat system. And then you could look at it and go, okay, if you were to do that, how far do I need this structure to be from that system in order to, you know, without compromising either the structure or the system?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I think at least Mr. Kingery has suggested, is that may be helpful for this board to understand that, and also you, so that we would have a better idea as to whether what you're requesting is actually the minimum variance to afford relief.
Right. You know, I wish I could give specifics, but it really has been a learning experience, you know, trying to figure out what I can do.
If you're gonna speak, you're gonna have to come up to the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We've already had scaled engineering come out to the site. Preparation for changing the septic field. So we already have a company in play. We just have to tell them where the pole barn's gonna be.
So hopefully we can do it soon.
Yes.
So then that leads me to question, if you were to take that barn and turn it 90 degrees and get it within the setback, can they still fit the septic in there? Because then there would be no need for the variance.
Well, I'll put it by them, yes.
Mr. Sharp, then I have a question. So pending the need for a variance, because of the size of the shed, we're still going to need a special use condition.
That's right, but that's not before the board today, but that would be something that the applicant would have to present at a future date anyhow.
Okay.
If he still wanted to go through with a proposal for what he's
asking for.
Yeah.
What is the capacity? You know, how many cars?
Four cars or 900 square feet, isn't that the limit, Ms. Norwood?
Yes.
So if it's larger than either of those two figures, then you have to get a special use exception. So what you'll be looking for is, even if you're able to bring this into compliance, which I don't know if that's feasible or not feasible, if you were to go through with a pole building of this size for storage of classic cars and the number of six is what you've indicated, you would still have to come back to this board for a special use exception for that use.
Okay.
That's a separate standard. The standard there is different. And we would have a public hearing on that issue, just like we would on this variance one. I know we've heard from some members of the opposition on the variance. I don't know if there'd be opposition or support for the special use exception.
But if I get that size building put up, I still have to go for a special use?
That's right.
Hmm.
Yep. Yes.
We have it highlighted on the screen. I just want you to take a quick look. And
there you go. There's the section of code for you.
Okay. So we can find that and make a copy of it.
Okay. I'm sure staff could
yeah.
you know, direct you to that section of code.
Okay. So when it's an open, decision, what's the next step? Like, how do I communicate?
We're going to figure that out from here, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if we're going to leave it open, should we still close the public hearing?
Well,
because leave it open for
limited. Yeah, you wouldn't close the record right now. This is if the board so decided, you would say we could leave the record open for this purpose. Now, I would say this because if this was something that you all decided you wanted to do, I would recommend leaving it open so that others could comment because it could be a different proposal. I don't know if it would, it may have more on the side yard because if it's turned, or it might be that no variance would be needed or lesser variance. So I think we would want to leave the record open so we could, I know Mr. Wood had referenced, I haven't seen the proposal, so I can't really opine on it. We give him and others the chance to do that. And depending on how quickly, I'm not sure. I believe we finished the advertisement for the second meeting in July. But in theory, if we were to schedule it out for the first meeting in August, it's possible we would have time to advertise for a special use exception so that could be heard at the same time, assuming that was something the applicant wanted to go through with, which I don't know if he would or wouldn't. But if we were to give enough time there, we could, in theory, save the applicant and any of the interested parties and this board. We could probably combine that hearing with this one.
So a time frame of 60 to 90 days would be adequate?
I mean, you could ask the applicant if he thought that was sufficient, but maybe something of the give the applicant until the end of July to submit whatever plans, showing the septic system as proposed and any location of the proposed structure, and then schedule the hearing for the first meeting in August or the second meeting in August. But I think the first one is that August the 4th?
Third.
There we go. So that would... I think it's the 31st, the weekend, or is that a Friday? I think it's a Friday, because so that would work out.
Mr. Lee, could you come up, please?
Yeah, you can put it on.
You heard what, you heard what we were talking about. Would it be enough of a timeframe for you to reach out to the people who are doing the septic?
Oh, if anything, I want it to be as, you know, the shortest amount of time. You know.
And then at the same time, we would have enough time to advertise for the.
We would not have time to do the advertisement for the special use exception right now. The earliest that could be scheduled and advertised, because I think that advertising is going out this week.
Right.
So the earliest we could have a hearing on that would be August the 3rd, which is why I was suggesting it might make sense if we were to leave this open to put it on that date, so that if you wanted to go for a special use exception application,
right,
we could do it at the same meeting. And then that would help if, you know, Mr. Wood or anyone else wanted to appear,
mm-hmm,
they would have an opportunity to do that. And we could just save some time for everybody.
Okay.
But if we were to do July 30th, because that's when the packet usually goes out a week before, which would be the 27th, my math right? But I know that staff would probably want a chance to review that as well.
I'm not trying to, you know, be smart, you know, a smart ass, excuse me, but I'm just trying to understand if I'm able to put the building up and I didn't get a special use permit, what could I use it for? I mean, like, what is the standard?
You could use it for four vehicles.
Four cars? Okay.
But once you start having more than four, and
I see
900 square feet, that's when the special.
That's all I wanted to know.
Understood. There's some provisions of the code that we all find from time to time and aren't always aware of it.
So yeah, sure.
If we had known that was the intent, staff probably could have thrown that on this application.
I see.
But you would require a separate application for that.
Okay.
But with that in mind, you kind of got a timeline there if the board wanted to do that.
Yes.
You still have the right to rule on what.
I mean, it's up to the board for a motion. I mean, we could close the public hearing, or, you know, if somebody wants to make a motion to what we would to go with what we have discussed, I'm open for either.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we leave the proceedings open, as we've stated, to come back after he's had the opportunity to meet with a engineer for the septic system, for a timeline of August 3rd, is that what we're looking for? To review, but leaving it open for discussion.
And for the applicant and to submit a plan to the board showing the location of the septic system and the proposed location of the
structure,
pole building in relation to the new septic system.
Correct. As stated by Mr. Sharp.
Would you want that in before the August the 3rd, or and if so, how much earlier?
What will we need for review, Norwood?
Well, for that we would just submit what he and be able to present it to you in a packet.
27th would be.
Yeah, that should. We wouldn't need much time. It would just be.
How about if we did this? We say that. And if you wish to amend your motion, you could do so, Mr. Lovinguth. You could say, move to leave the record open and to have a hearing scheduled on August the 3rd of 2026, and that the applicant shall submit a plan showing the septic system and the proposed location of the pole building, the Office of Planning and Zoning, no later than July the 27th of 2026. And if the applicant wishes to file a special use exception for a private garage of more than four vehicles and 900 square feet, to the extent it can be reasonably published and advertised, and have that hearing scheduled on August the 3rd as well.
I would like to amend my motion to reflect council statement.
I have a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, Case number 13206 has been left open for the paperwork as discussed to be turned in by July 27th or 30th?
27th.
27th for our meeting on August 3rd.
That would be 1 week before the hearing.
I'll add it to the email.
Okay.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
And just a reminder, we don't come back in 2 weeks. We actually come back in a month. So enjoy the 4th. You get a little extra time.
Happy 250.
A motion to adjourn.
Second.